This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open to you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to hear from you this morning. Joined this week by Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Klaus Financial, learn about their separate divisions. Also listen back to this and previous shows podcast, as well as sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see a little envelope there, and it'll say stay current, enter your email address, and then you'll be signed up. And each week, you'll get a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Very convenient to you. Again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. And the number to get on the air this morning, regular numbers here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Eric, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself, Sean?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. And Malia, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing great. It's another lovely day in the Midwest. We all are so excited.
Yes, we are. And we've got an exciting topic ahead as well when it comes to Social Security and understanding of the different benefits when it comes to yourself and your spouse and, yes, even ex-spouses. We'll get into that this morning. It is a fascinating conversation. There's always some great questions and calls we get anytime we bring up Social Security, which means now is a prime time to get in line to get on the air at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Before we get to this week's topic and conversation, one of the great features as well on the program is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, a chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, no exception. Our friends from Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Starbucks. Tell you a little bit later on in the program how you could win that gift card. A little tip, though, typically both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the show, so it really helps to pay close attention. Before we start talking about Social Security and different things we need to know when it comes to eligibility rules and other things, let's actually take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week, get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a good conversation revolving around what you should do with regards to relocating, purchasing a home outside of where you currently are, maybe for retirement, just a lot of considerations, tax considerations, etc. So we looked at the question. According to the Bureau for Labor Statistics, the largest expense for retirees is home costs. And the question was, do home costs account for 25% of retirees' annual expenses or more than 35% of them? And congratulations to one of our loyal listeners. He called in with a correct answer. Gary of Middleton correctly answered that those home costs actually are more than 35% of most of retirees' annual expenses. So listen back to last week's show if you want to think about downsizing.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of great information. Congratulations to Gary. And of course, a ton of great information in last week's program, as well as there's going to be a lot of great stuff this week as well. So make sure you check out klausfinancial.com. Subscribe to the podcast there. Of course, you can also subscribe right at the website for WIBA. But the best thing to do is klausfinancial.com. Also learn more about Klaus Financial. As mentioned, we, of course, are going to be talking Social Security, and a lot of folks depend on their future Social Security benefit for income. And this week, we're going to be talking about understanding how those benefits coordinate with your spouse or ex-spouse, aren't we, Eric?
Yes, we are, Sean. And this is a really important topic that we think everyone planning for retirement should understand. But I think Malia and I could both tell you that very few people do. So I'm excited for us to get into it. Now, first off, to understand your personal situation, we would suggest that you reach out directly to Social Security to get your specific numbers. But at a high level, if you are not currently married and you have not been married before, then you can basically just go to ssa.gov and calculate your own Social Security benefit at your full retirement age or whichever age you decide to begin collecting benefits. But if you are currently married or you were married at one point in time, there are several things to be aware of regarding your ability to collect Social Security benefits based on your spouse. So what we're going to be talking about today, and I apologize, we're going to be using the word spouse a lot, so just stick with us. We're going to be talking about a spousal benefit with Social Security. So as with everything with Social Security, different groups have different rules, but what we're going to be talking about today is how current spouses, ex-spouses, and widowed spouses are all eligible for spousal benefits from Social Security. Let's start, though, today, because, like I said, all the rules are different. Let's start by looking at folks who are currently married. So if you've been married for at least a year, you are eligible for a spousal benefit of up to one half of your spouse's primary insurance amount. And this does depend on when they begin to collect benefits. But let's pause here for a second, because I want to review what the primary insurance amount means. We've talked about this before on other shows. But this is the benefit that a person is eligible for at their full retirement age, which is currently between 66 and 67, depending on the year that you were born. But this is what we use to calculate the spousal benefit. So if your spouse begins receiving benefits before full retirement age, you would also have a reduced benefit, but the primary insurance amount or the full retirement age benefit is generally where we start. You are not eligible to receive a spousal benefit until your spouse files for their own benefit first. So this is really important because it doesn't hold true for the other groups that we talked about, but you are not allowed to begin collecting a benefit based off of your spouse's record until they have actually begun the benefit on their own. You must also be at least age 62 to file or receive a spousal benefit. So that kind of covers the people who are currently married. But let's discuss here as well those rules for ex-spouses. So we get a lot of jokes about this from clients in terms of, well, you know, at least now I can maybe collect some benefits based on my ex-spouse. So we actually end up talking about this a lot. An ex-spouse is eligible for a spousal benefit provided that the marriage lasted for more than 10 years and they have not remarried prior to age 60. So I know this seems like a really specific couple of rules here, but Leah and I can both tell you plenty of experiences with clients where maybe they've been married and now they're divorced and they've found someone new, and they need to be cognizant of these ages that may prevent them from actually collecting benefits based on their former spouse. But different from spousal benefits, for a current spouse, a divorced spouse can receive a spousal benefit based on their ex-spouse's record, even if they have not yet filed for their own benefit. So as long as your ex is 62 or older, you are able to begin collecting benefits on their record, even if they have not. So one small caveat to this, you need to be divorced for at least 2 years if you want to claim benefits before your ex-spouse does. But taking benefits based on your ex-spouse's record does not impact their ability to draw benefits or for their new spouse to draw benefits as well.
Hearing
so lots of confusing topics here, but really important to understand.
Hearing some people saying, dang, to that last part. They may be good for nothing, but something here. As we talk this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas of Claus Financial. Always having a little bit of fun with the great information as well here on Money in Motion. Don't forget, you can learn more about Claus Financial. They've got a great website. It's ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great resource to learn more about the separate divisions of Claus Financial. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, as well as information about the folks you hear on the radio show as well, all at ClausFinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. That first appointment at Claus Financial, it is not going to cost you a thing. It'll be free to you, complimentary. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Phone lines are open right now as well at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with Malia and Eric, and we're going to continue our conversation with Malia and Eric, talk a little bit more about Social Security, and specifically we'll get into talking about the details when it comes to collecting from your spouse's record. We'll find out from Malia about that and take your call next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. They come to us from Klaus Financial. The website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Fantastic website to learn more about Klaus Financial. They're separate divisions. Also get to know the team at Klaus Financial and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all at klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Oh, yes, it is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And the number to get on the air this morning with your question, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We are talking Social Security this week, and I think a lot of folks wonder this next one. A ton of folks wonder, how much can you get in Social Security benefit if you collect off your spouse's record, Malia?
Yeah, this is a great question, and I just have to laugh at how many times Eric did say the word spouse this morning. Why do we not, you know, we dig into words and we're like, that is a strange word. Spouse sounds like louse. I don't know.
A lot of vowels. I don't like that.
So again, as a spouse, you can claim a Social Security benefit based on either your own earnings record, or you can collect a spousal benefit. And the spousal benefit will provide you 50% of the amount of your spouse's Social Security benefit, as Eric explained, as calculated at their full retirement age. Now, some of you may be saying, but I never worked. And so what does that mean for me? Well, and that's where you can take a deep sigh here. And if you did not collect enough credits, we've talked about this many times on the show, you have to have collected 10 years worth of credits, which amounts to about 40 credits. This year in 2023, for example, you have to earn $1,640 to get one credit. So the max credits per year is four. So it takes 10 years to actually be eligible for your own benefit. But let's say you did not go outside the home and work. You do have a benefit coming to you if, in fact, you are married. So there goes the spouse word again. So you're automatically entitled to either that benefit based on your own earnings or a spousal benefit based on your spouse or ex-spouse's earnings. And Social Security will calculate that and pay the higher amount. But FYI, you're not going to get both. So there's going to be a decision that needs to be made. And Social Security will usually help determine that for you. So many people ask, how is early retirement going to affect my benefits? So if you collect the spousal benefit and you begin collecting this benefit before you reach full retirement age, your benefit's going to be permanently reduced. And that's what people don't understand, how important it is to make that decision when you are actually going to start collecting. If your spouse takes Social Security early and you take the spousal benefit early, that's going to significantly reduce the benefits paid out over your lifetime. So we really pause, especially when we have married couples, when we're looking at when is the best time for one of them to take it versus the other, because sometimes it makes sense for one to let the biggest benefit grow the longest. It all depends on your specific situation. So some other interesting things to note, if you collect any type of benefit before your full retirement age and you continue to work and receive earned income, you may owe some of your Social Security benefits back. So some of you have heard about, you know, if you start collecting before your full retirement age and you're working and you're making too much, that's where Social Security starts pulling back because you've not reached your full retirement age. And people feel like, you know, why am I working then if I'm just losing benefits? So that's why you want to make sure you wait the appropriate amount of time before you perhaps collect your Social Security. But the point here is once you reach that PIA or full retirement age, as Eric said, you can collect Social Security and earn any amount working without being subject to any reduction in benefits. So if you're finally getting to that 66 or 67 age, which is full retirement for most folks right now, you actually can earn unlimited amounts and not affect your benefits. So that's really important to understand. And then, you know, we look at what the average spouse benefit is. So, you know, first of all, when Social Security was designed, back in the 20s, we really know that the government never intended for this to be something that you counted on for your entire retirement. And that's still the case today. So we look at the average spousal benefit this year is only about $900 a month. That's a spousal benefit, so $11,000 a year. And so just keep in mind that whether it be your own Social Security benefit or your spouse's, we are looking for you to make sure that you're designing a future retirement that is not solely dependent on the Social Security benefit. So this is more so a supplement, hopefully, to the investments and other lines of income you might have. And then really want you to take time before you apply for spousal benefits, understand how your spouse's benefit may be affected if you are the one taking Social Security benefits early, and then what happens upon the death of a spouse, which we'll get into in just a second.
Really fascinating stuff this week with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. We've got a phone line open. If you've got a question, love to hear from you this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Gets you on the air with Malia and Eric. Don't forget about the website, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. The website, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And the telephone number to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Heading up to the home of Susie the Duck in Lodi, Karen joins us. Karen, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz of Klaas Financial.
Thank you.
What's your
question? The question is about if somebody's married for 10 years and then gets divorced and then gets remarried, but then divorces that spouse, how do they claim Social Security? Can they pick and choose which spouse's Social Security they would like? Here's for each
Eric?
Oh, that is a really, really good question. I'm not 100% sure, to be honest. I'd have to look that up and follow up with you. But assuming both marriages lasted for at least the 10-year timeline, I'm not sure the answer to that question.
I'm pretty sure that, again, this is where we do pull in Social Security and have them look at the records of both. They're not going to let you collect both, let's be quite honest right there. But being able to look at the highest amount. So I think, you know, that's definitely something to sit down, make an appointment with them either by phone or in person and just take the situation at hand and say, this is what I'm looking at. Where am I going to do better? Because we do see that come up here and there, but something to further explore.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Karen, really good question this morning, and that's becoming more and more common. And, of course, as we talk about, as you mentioned, working with Social Security and understanding that, that's also, you know, there's a lot of information available out there and some great opportunities. Speaking of great information, KlaasFinancial.com, great website and resource to learn more about Klaas Financial. Also an opportunity there to get signed up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just send on over to KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. And the number to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You know, one of the things I hear about too is people, I filed on my spouse's record and then I would claim mine later and that's going to be my strategy. Is that still a thing? What do we need to know there, Eric?
That's a great question and one that we get all the time. unfortunately, the short answer is no, it is not. But the change that eliminated it was, I think, relatively recent enough that people talk to friends who are maybe a few years older that were able to take advantage of it. So they kind of hope or expect that when they get to that age, they will be able to. But this strategy, which was commonly called file and suspend, this was a Social Security maximization strategy, I guess you could say. It was made possible by kind of a loophole in the Social Security law. Basically, it allowed married couples to kind of double dip. So they could begin taking a spousal benefit initially, right, get that 50% benefit, and then leave their own retirement benefit alone, have it continue to grow, you know, get to full retirement age, then start getting those delayed retirement credits all the way to 70. And then essentially they'd get to that age 70 and they'd switch to their own. right? So it was a way to begin collecting Social Security as a spouse and then switch to your own benefit later. But due to changes back in 2015, the file and suspend strategy is no longer available for couples.
I can hear that. Hear everybody going, dang. nice little thing, unfortunately. And I can see why they changed that as well. Speaking of, by the way, spousal benefits, Eric, I've got to ask, do they increase after FRA, after your full retirement age? Or what if you wait until 70 to claim, will your spouse get a bigger benefit as well?
Yeah, that's another great question. So the answer is no again, because unlike Social Security retirement benefits, the spousal benefit does not increase if you wait to take benefits beyond your full retirement age. So really, there's no advantage to waiting beyond full retirement age to start taking the spousal benefit. Because remember, the most you can receive as a spousal benefit is 50% of your spouse's primary insurance amount. And remember, the primary insurance amount is the full retirement age benefit. So the delayed retirement credits are not going to come into play at all. Now, you can still boost your own retirement benefit by putting off claiming Social Security until 70, but it's not going to have any impact on those spousal benefits. Now, of course, this all goes out the window when it comes to survivor benefits, because, you know, that's just how it works. A widow or widower whose spouse waited until 70 to file for Social Security, they are entitled to the full amount that their late spouse was receiving, which would include then the delayed retirement credits. So as long as their surviving spouse has reached full retirement age, they are eligible for that full benefit. Now, as we just learned with the recent call and what we've talked about here, determining when to start your Social Security benefits is a really complicated decision. So we do really encourage you to with not only Social Security, but with a trusted professional to make these decisions.
You remember those Choose Your Own Adventure books, Eric, when you were a kid? You go through and, you know, if Slay the Dragon or Flee, remember those books?
I do.
What's Emily? Are you?
I think he's too young, but okay.
I am not too young for that.
Kids these days, Malia, you and I will remember these things. And I feel like somebody could make a lot of money doing a Choose Your Own Adventure book based on Social Security.
Oh, my God.
For retirees, because there's a lot to this. Just a fantastic program this week. We're actually going to talk more Social Security because there is a lot more to know, and we're just kind of scratching the surface on that. We will do that. We'll also wander on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Got a great question from Jackson. We'll do that and take your call next. The website, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. The website, KlaasFinancial.com. More of Money in Motion is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they come to us from Klaas Financial online, KlaasFinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking Social Security this week. And Malia, I've got to ask, so let's say, a spouse passes. What do we need to know when it comes to then the couple's Social Security benefit, when that would occur?
Yeah, so obviously it's a difficult time when you're going through that. And one of the things you don't really think about sometimes is, you have to call Social Security and let them know this event has occurred. And effectively, they're going to shut down the benefit upon that phone call. So, and if you don't call them, they will find out and they will start pulling the benefits back. So you do want to let them know. So let's say both of you have been receiving a Social Security benefit in the household, which is the most likely scenario. You'll continue to receive the highest of the two benefits, but you're not going to get both any longer. So that's important to understand, especially when you're doing financial planning. You know, you can, for retirement, you're looking at both benefits, and suddenly we, as planners, we're looking at, well, in the event someone passes, how does that affect the whole retirement scheme at that point? So you want to make sure you understand that. Social Security does still pay a lump sum payment. This has never changed, this amount. It's $255 upon the death of your spouse, which is laughable. We do make sure our clients apply for that and get that. But a little caveat to understand is after the second person passes in the household, Social Security does not pay out a second benefit to the estate. So that's really important to know. And then this is key. The soonest you can collect a survivor's benefit for Social Security is age 60. So unfortunately, we see widows who are much younger than that, and waiting to get to age 60 can be, you know, sometimes devastating. So, but the point is, you can get to age 60. You don't have to start taking, nor do we honestly recommend it, because you're reducing that later, that future benefit by taking it sooner. So you really want to take a look at your situation and decide if it makes sense to pull it as early as 60. So just keep that in mind, and meet with someone if you're going through that.
Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and, of course, Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Just a moment, we're going to do the Klaas quiz question of the week. You want to hold on to that number as well for that. But before we get there, Money in Motion listener question corner. Of course, you can submit your question at klaasfinancial.com. And the question this week comes from Jackson. He writes in, I'm thinking about changing jobs, but I do have a 401k loan within my 401k. What happens to this loan when I leave my current place of employment?
Yeah, that is a great question. We actually hear that quite often. So it is important to know how this works. If you change jobs, sometimes you get let go, so it's not even a choice. And we understand that sometimes people do end up borrowing from themselves, so to speak. And although we don't encourage it, we know that sometimes it may make sense given your set of circumstances. But to answer your specific question, you normally have 5 years to pay back, you know, this internal loan, this 401k loan. Sometimes you have longer if you're using the money to buy a primary residence, and your plan actually allows for a longer time frame. But if you quit your job or you're terminated, you'll likely be required to pay back that 401k loan in full. And if you don't repay it, it can result in a taxable disbursement, and also be subject to penalties if you're under 59 and a half years old. So this is why we're not big fans of these 401k loans, because sometimes you can't plan for the inevitable or your choice. Your choice is, I don't like working here anymore. I want to move. Uh-oh, I have that loan in place. So sit down with a professional before you make some of these life-changing decisions.
Really important questions to be asking and things to be considering as well as we chat this week with Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Klaas Financial. Again, klaasfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number now? It's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. In order to collect a survivor benefit, what is the earliest age you can begin receiving a Social Security benefit? Telephone number, 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Starbucks. And again, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Malia, Eric, it's always great chatting with you guys. Enjoy this fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
News is next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.